Hi, Bob Vila here, ready to help you out with my home improvement tip of the day.
If you want to spark a raging debate among gardeners, ask them how they feel about clover. Some homeowners will give you a list of herbicides to kill it off. Others will sing its praises as a naturally green, drought-tolerant ground cover. In springtime, common white clover forms a lush green carpet that rarely draws any complaints. Come summertime, though, hot weather makes the clover produce its distinctive white flower, which, depending on your point of view, is either a thing of beauty or a blight on your lawn. If you love the clover, you don't have to do much to encourage it. If you want it gone, the greenest option is to skip the chemicals and strengthen your grass instead. Mow your grass high and water deeply, but not too often. Frequent light watering makes your grass dependent on you, while letting it dry out between waterings encourages roots to grow deep and strong. One final note, white clover is very attractive to bees, so if someone in your family is allergic to bee stings, you don't want to encourage clover in your yard. Get more info at bobvila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.